Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Hi, I'm Niamh Kavanagh.
And I'm Gerard Farrelly.
And you're listening to
Agony Rants.
There you see, we did something different today.
We did something different, just mixed it up, Niamh.
I know. Do you know that we were talking about the love languages last week?
Yes.
I did. I took the test.
Go on.
I did. I took the test. You know, I was so inspired by you, but it turns out, you know, the way words of affirmation were your thing.
Yes.
Only fourth on my list.
What was your first one?
Acts of service. So clearly I want to be
so
dominant.
You want things done for you.
But it's just, you know, acts of service. I don't know whether I like doing people.
That explains a lot, mate. I'm going to be honest with you. She doesn't lift a finger.
That's not true. Well, maybe not in this, to be fair.
And what's second?
Second is the quality time. Quality time. And that's very true. I like quality time.
You
people.
Do like quality time, actually.
I do. I like one-on-one. I'm a bit shit outside of that. But actually, you know, when I'm with you, I'm
We're
really
very
with
different.
You. We are very different. How come? How are we friends?
I'm words of affirmation.
Okay.
Physical touch.
Right.
Then acts of service, only 17%.
Yeah, I can tell.
And then quality time is lower, and then receiving gifts.
Receiving gifts, both of us are the same.
Yeah,
very low on that.
Yeah.
But my acts of service were 30%, but my quality time was 27%. So it's kind of, you know.
Words, I just thought, I like words of affirmation.
Well, we all like.
Tell me I'm beautiful.
We're in this industry, we're definitely looking for affirmation.
Tell me I'm beautiful.
Maybe I get enough affirmation on my gigs.
Well, Niamh, I've had no words of affirmation this week.
Why?
And I'll tell you why. It's been absolutely incredible.
Why?
My boyfriend.
Yeah.
Him who shall not be named.
I know.
Was in New York for a week. He was gone away.
So you were like stag for a week.
Niamh, I had a ball.
It
was the greatest week of my life.
You and Boots.
I don't mean to like put too fine a point on it.
Okay.
When I say the stuff that I got done, I made a to-do list and I was rattling it out. I was so impressed with myself.
So he gets in your
Cleared
way.
Cleared out the wardrobe. I was doing things like I went and got a bulb for that kitchen cabinet press. Like I was just all of the little things that have been annoying me. I measured up to try and, you know, get new floors.
Oh.
You name it, I did it. I was delighted with myself. And then, do you know what I did? I was like, Garoge, you need to do something for yourself.
Okay. Right?
So I went.
Because none of that was for you.
No. It was to make a beautiful home.
Okay.
Right, Niamh? So, I was getting so much done, I was like, I'm on fire.
Okay.
Like, I'm absolutely on fire this week.
Loving that.
And I thought to myself, what else can I get done? What else has been annoying me?
Oh.
And here's something that has been annoying me. I love a gingerbread latte.
Okay.
Love a gingerbread latte.
You know, all the things I thought you were going to say, that wasn't where I was going to go.
Stick with me.
Gingerbread latte.
This is the journey, Niamh.
Yeah.
And I have not been able to get gingerbread syrup for love nor money.
Okay.
So I decided, you know what, Gerard? I was taking Wednesday morning off. No, it wasn't. Was it Thursday morning off? Because I was going to a show. I was like, this morning, I'm going to find gingerbread syrup. Now, it's very hard to get. It wasn't available in town.
Okay.
I tried to mail order it. You couldn't mail order it.
Right, yeah.
So I thought, what am I going to do? And then I had a genius. Oh, Niamh, I had a stroke of genius.
Go on.
I realised I have a company.
You have?
Which entitles me to use a cash and carry.
Oh, did you sign up for Musgraves?
Signed up for Musgraves.
Oh my gosh!
I signed up for a cash and carry. I drove to the other side of the city.
I couldn't love you more in this moment.
I went through... I bought myself, like,
Miss Thrift,
a 4-gallon tank of gingerbread syrup with one of those.
What's it like in Musgraves?
With one of those, you know, like the pumps
yes.
on the top.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I bought one. Now, I was queuing up to pay for it, right?
Are we going to find you in a food coma somewhere?
I was queuing up to pay for it and I was like, this feels... I'm either really, really looking after my own needs or I am absolutely out of control.
Yeah. Like, somewhere in the middle
I
there.
I wasn't sure.
Somewhere in the middle.
I genuinely wasn't sure which one it was. Because I was queuing up with all these people that had like you know, pallets with like 300 bottles of water.
Yeah.
Or like, you know, there was a man buying like seven, you know, deep fat fryers.
It could have been a, let's be honest, it could have been a gingerbread emergency that you were sent
It
on.
Was a gingerbread. Yeah, exactly.
You know, so don't be stressing about that.
And the other thing, everything's ex-VAT.
Oh.
So there's no VAT in anything. But then when you go up to pay, they put the VAT on it. So I nearly had a stroke. Like, I spent €16 for a bottle of gingerbread syrup.
I know.
And then I felt, I'm not sure if I'm supposed to be here. I was like, will I go back and buy a cash register just so nobody claps? But I have to say, I was delighted with myself. Because I sat in the car afterwards, right?
That's amazing.
Looking at my bottle of gingerbread syrup. And I was like, I'm not sure if I should ever tell anyone I did this. Because this is the very depth. Like, this is the point where your mom goes, Garage, you need to get a job. This is.
I'm just going to say.
Being at home does not suit you.
Don't worry, your secret's safe with me. No one else will ever know.
Me in the house on my own, it was like the last scene of Saltburn every single day.
I understand.
I had a great time.
No, I loved it. I get it. You know, this funny thing actually, because when I want to do a deep clean in the house, I need everybody to be gone.
Yeah.
They get in the way of you.
Yeah, do you know what I did? I laminated all my recipes. Now, I have to say, when I did that, I was like, now, this is a level of boredom I hadn't anticipated. But
you know when you do a deep clean in your kitchen and you've done all the cabinets and all that sort of stuff and you know you've worked your tail off the whole time but not a single person
Nobody
can
does.
See it.
Nobody
it's,
does.
It's so upsetting.
I'm like, open those presses. Look at them.
Admire them.
Keep it that way.
Not even look at them. Admire them.
I have to say, if you look at my presses now, they look great. The only thing I bought when I was in Musgraves is I bought a proper ice cream scoop.
Oh.
You know, like the ice cream scoops that they have in the shop?
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, now I'll be honest with you. I had a few ice cream sundaes and the lactose doesn't agree with me.
So.
It wasn't in a good place now.
Thank God we weren't podcasting that day.
It wasn't good.
Wow. Well, you know, to be honest, currently I am getting ready to pack for my trip away.
Yeah.
Camino's coming. So don't be worrying.
The Camino's ending. That's all I'm happy about.
You say that, right? Can we discuss your tour dates? Right? Never ending.
They're ads, Niamh.
Never ending. Okay. Anyway, so the Camino's, our last stage of the Camino's coming. But I have discovered through the last few weeks that my friend and I have very different attitudes to packing.
Okay.
She has been consulting with me on every single feckin' walk that we're going around, how many pairs of socks she's going to bring and everything. I have thought of nothing. I know for a fact that I have a pair of boots that work, and I know that somewhere in my house I have enough pair of pants for how long we're going away. And the thing about this is, this is what it's really highlighting to me is the different attitudes we have towards packing. I don't think about what I'm going to pack until I'm leaving, practically. And I pack much better under pressure than I do if I plan too far in advance.
Yeah, I don't plan packing.
Is it because we travel all the time? Do you think that's what it is?
I got to be honest, I actually avoid packing. It's something I don't like doing.
I know, it's lastminute.com for me.
All I do is, I don't really think it through.
Oh.
I just think, how many nights, if it's four,
yeah,
and like 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, you know, I get
and
that.
Everything goes in. And I think one of the reasons I don't like packing is I don't like to upset the cat. She spirals, Niamh.
No, I get
when it. I take out the case, she spirals.
My husband's the same. My children, not so much. They don't notice, as you know.
It's not good. So
no,
I don't like to upset her. But I do this thing now where I just keep the pack case in the car. I'm always ready to run.
That's a very different thing.
I'm like a CIA operative who has cash and a gun and a wall. I always have a packed case in the car now.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
Yeah, I do. I do. Just because, like, in case I've got to stay somewhere, in case I'm too knackered to drive home.
Pack in 5 minutes at any time.
You're ready to run.
I am ready to run, but I don't have it in the car, to be fair.
No, mine's in the car. I've got two cases in the car.
So if you
I've
and I a, had to, you know.
An overnight case and I've got a gig case.
So if we ever have to run from the cops, like, that's
yeah, yeah,
it.
Yeah. Me green case is me jocks and me blue case is all me gig stuff.
Okay, good.
Yeah, at all times they're in the car.
No, I understand that.
Speaking of which.
What?
I didn't address the big elephant in the room.
Oh my gosh.
About my boyfriend being away.
Oh yeah, okay.
Because you know when you go away. You bring back presents, Niamh.
Oh. No, I don't.
Do you know what he brought me back? Do you know?
No.
Now, for your other half, you have to.
Do you?
Ah, yeah.
Okay. Have you any idea how often I used to go away and come back? You couldn't be buying for them every time.
Oh, no. If it's work, I wouldn't go.
Oh,
no,
okay.
But he was on holiday.
Oh, no, no. That's, yeah, no, that's
fair enough. Oh, no, no. Okay. Oh, work is absolutely not.
Yeah, but we never go away on holiday.
No, I do. Every so often I will, you know, I buy him a t-shirt or something. Anyway, not the point. Okay. Do you know what he bought me?
What did he buy?
He bought me a nice present, Gabe. Grant. But then he was like, oh, I bought you another present. I was like, okay, go
extra.
On.
Extra.
Bought me dungarees.
Well, is that not good?
In Walmart.
Come on.
And
Walmart
dungarees?
You know
what he said when he gave them to me?
What?
They were a dollar.
I love it. That's the best. You know what he's giving you there?
A dollar.
He's not just giving you dungarees, which we all know you love, right?
I do love a dungaree.
And he has given you a story. You see, the thing about it is, I get a lot of random presents sometimes, right? Or random items. And the gift that they are, right? The gift that they are is not the gift itself.
He was proud of that.
You know, it's like when my husband gave me the potpourri or, you know, the old lady Swiffers. You know, the thing is, there's a story in it. I love stories. He has given you a great story.
I love a nice present.
That's definitely going to be in part of your stand-up at some point.
That's actually a very good idea.
I'm just saying.
I think I didn't think I could use it in stand-up because of, you know, how violently angry I am about it.
But consider part of your therapy. He's given you more than a gift.
That's what I'll do.
That is a gift.
Do you know what? I wasn't even going to mention him in the next show. I wasn't. Because I didn't think it was fair. Because I rinsed him in this one.
Oh, did you? I remember.
But I wasn't going to mention him. But
and
you
know I
what?
Love him.
You're right. You're right. I'm going to mention him.
It's so funny.
It's all he deserves.
Oh my gosh.
Niamh, we have a follow up.
Oh, I know.
We have a follow up.
I'm very excited for the
follow up. We have a follow up from Natalie.
Natalie. Loving Natalie. Oh, she's very recent.
Mic. I have just listened. Oh, do you want to read the follow up? You do the follow up.
Okay. So, this follow up actually is very recent. I remember this very well because, do you remember, she was the one who was living in London, but she's been planning on coming home without telling him.
Exactly.
And he's been offering her the world.
Speaking of somebody with a whole doll full of cash and a gun on the wall.
Okay. This is the flight risk, right?
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Okay, so I have just listened to your episode with my problem and I realized I'm an absolute monster. I'm glad you took it in the spirit that we meant it, Natalie.
Yeah.
That's lovely. But still love us, which is great. You're both right. I haven't been honest with him at all. I think the reason for this is I always worry about being tied down in the UK in case something happened at home and I needed to return. I totally understand that. But she lives an hour away, right?
I know.
I know people say it's only an hour's flight, but it's not really.
It's another example of Niamh Kavanagh not reading ahead.
I can't just get in the car anytime I need to. Well, you can, but you'll have to get a boat in the between. Anyway, but you are right. I just blindly held on to the idea that I'm going home. We have a proper discussion about the whole thing and he is really on board for us making a proper go of it. And so am I. Oh my gosh. Plans to move home have been put on hold to see how we get on. But most importantly, he knows I'm not moving to Dubai and that's okay. So it's off the table.
Because that was the other he had mentioned he would live in Dubai.
Yes. Okay.
I'll knock that out of him.
That sounds like progress to me. Thanks for your help, ye pair of legends. So funny and properly helpful. Natalie, now properly resident in Islington.
Islington. See, look at this. She could have been going back to...
Do you know what I think he's done, right? He says, we can move to Dubai, knowing full well that that option is trauma. So I think that's very...
Yeah, it's basically what you do is you...
You promise them one thing.
Yeah.
Or
you offer them. You offer the fire so they climb back into the frying pan.
Yeah, that's the man. There. But I think you've made a really good choice because you know what's the worst that can happen? You go home.
Exactly. The worst thing that can actually happen to you is that everything goes as planned.
I think it's amazing that the two of you had a really good conversation. That's what we really like to hear. You know me, I love a bit of communication.
Yeah, Niamh, she's an advocate.
Oh, definitely.
Advocate for communication.
Have the conversation.
Niamh, we have reviews.
Oh my God, I love a review.
We have reviews. I can't remember if we've read this before, but let's read it anyway.
Listen.
It's words of affirmation.
Words of affirmation.
They're our love language, Niamh.
It's your language. I mean, it's on my list.
Monday must. I adore this podcast. Mondays wouldn't be the same without the hilarious Grode and wonderful Niamh. Friends for years, their chemistry is palpable. The advice is not only funny, but often really helpful too.
Well.
I think we just read that in the previous episode, did we?
It cannot be said enough.
Exactly. Exactly. Exactly, Niamh. Last leg of Glamour
Last
Hammer.
Last leg, can't be a thing.
I have got some shows left. There are only a handful of shows left.
Oh.
I will be in Castlebar, Linenhall on the 29th.
Wow.
I will be in the Hill Comedy Club in Care for two shows on the 30th.
Oh, very nice.
I will be...
You're big in Care?
Huge in Care.
In Care.
I will be at the Nina Arts Centre on the 20th of April, and I will be in PSLC in Portmarnock on the 27th of April. And that, I think, is Glamour Hammer done.
Wow.
We have a date in for, let me see, we've got a date in for Strabam.
Oh, in the Alley?
The Alley on the 25th of May that nobody has bought tickets for.
Oh.
Well, like maybe 10 people. So I'm thinking of pulling. So if you want to go to Strabam,
buy it now forever hold your peace.
Yanking it.
Okay.
And also I'll be in the Civic on the 8th of June.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful. I love the Civic.
Yeah. And at the moment I'm doing work in progress. Now, actually, I'm getting loads of messages from people getting annoyed at me because I'm doing work in progress shows with Chris Kent and people are saying, you know, you didn't let us know in time. They're very small. They're me and him. We're doing max 50 seaters. So when I post about it, I'll post when the tickets go on sale, but the tickets have been selling out in like...
seconds.
Like very, very short space of time because he has a massive following. As well, like we both like. You're getting
I was going to say you're no slouch yourself.
No, but like he is a massive like.
No, so I know.
They're getting two.
Two very popular.
Two of yeah. us doing an hour each, and we're only charging max a tenner.
Oh.
So it's very cheap as well because we're trying new material.
Of course. Yeah.
So that, like, if you see me put something on Instagram, don't dilly dally.
If you want to go.
Yeah, but don't get annoyed at me because they're selling really quickly.
Well, that's not a bad thing.
Yeah, exactly. But they're you know.
They're tests.
They're tests, exactly. And it's better if people don't like us that are going to them, to be honest.
Well, you could be at the birth of a new thing. You know.
Messy and painful.
The death of Glamour Hammer and the birth of a new show.
So if you want to get tickets, GarelleFarley.com, or you can follow the link in my Instagram bio.
Yeah. I'm so on it.
It's just...
It's not that I don't love you.
It's right? Those dead eyes, Niamh. Dead eyes. We are pausing for a moment to remind you that Agony Rants is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
I know. You always have to think about that before you say it.
I do. I say it slowly for gravitas, I know. Niamh.
It's very serious.
If you would like to subscribe to the Head Stuff Podcast Network to help keep our show on the road and donate some small change...
Oh yeah.
Small spare change to us. You can do that by becoming a member of Head Stuff Plus.
Yeah.
And in return for that, you will get bonus content from us, our show Vintage Rants. It comes out every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Unique. Not heard anywhere else.
Not heard anywhere else. It's a really fun show.
It is.
Where we solve problems from days of yore.
I know. I love a days of yore.
A days of yore problem. And you will get that bonus content from us. You will also get bonus content from all of the shows in the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
And it's quite a variety of them.
Quite a variety.
Yeah, good stuff.
Including the show that we are cross-promoting this week. It's Emma Doran and Deirdre O'Kane. Mm-hmm. It's their show Keep It Tight.
Yes.
It's number one all the time.
Would that be like a tight 10? Is that what they're talking about?
I don't know actually what the vibe is.
I know.
I don't. It's a very funny show. I listen to it. You should listen to it, Niamh.
Yeah, well, I've seen a couple of the links. I haven't actually... gone to look for it yet.
Wow. What a ringing endorsement that from me.
I know. Well, because...
I've seen the link and I chose not to click.
No, it's not that. It's normally when I'm on the run and, you know, people might not understand if I say, I'm just going to stop and listen to my friends now. You know?
It's a very good show.
I do love it. I love really Deirdre. I love Deirdre. She's so funny. Yeah. I don't know Emma as well, but I think...
Oh, yeah. They're both hilarious. So if you're looking for a good laugh and you're sick of us...
Do not
check
listen
out.
To Garode.
Keep it tight.
So Gwyneth Paltrow's a pain in the hole. Is that agreed?
I think that's the national consensus on Gwyneth, that she's a melt, she's a pain in the hole.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, well, if you're listening and you're interested in who else is a pain in the hole, we have a list.
Oh, we have a list and it's extensive and it's growing.
Pains in the hole and kick the ticks. We have a list
ticks.
Of ticks.
Yeah. Mm. And we'll get into it. And if you don't agree with us, that means that you could be in the list. So you might as well listen.
Yeah, to make sure you're not on the list of ticks.
Yeah.
Or pains in the hole. Somebody used to call me Deirdre O'Pain in the hole.
But you're definitely not a pain in the hole.
I'm not. God, no. Okay. But I am doing a podcast called Keep It Tight with Emma Dorn.
We're here, myself and the queen of comedy, Deirdre O'Kane. We're keeping it tight every week on a Wednesday. Get involved or you'll be on the list.
Yeah, you'd think.
Dear Niamh and Garrod, I'm loving the podcast. And I always get excited when I wake up on Monday and realise that I have a new episode to listen to. I usually listen to them twice. That's weird.
Okay. No, it's not.
I'm that guy, he says. Yeah, that's weird.
No,
that's
it's weird.
Not. No, it's weird.
I like it.
The reason I'm writing is my sister has recently moved to my part of town.
A sentence like that can go anyway after I this, know. Isn't it?
If you want to just take a moment there and just listen to your... That noise you hear is your blood crystallising.
So... Usually when they're starting off with that type of sentence, it usually means it's not going to a good place.
Yeah, I'm not delighted about this. I have always got on well with my sister, but...
Oh yeah, there you go.
We are not close.
Okay.
She is quite opinionated and always has been quite hard work.
Okay.
She had been living abroad for quite some time and moved home and was renting close to my parents and was there almost every day. I could tell this grated on them. Honestly, I don't think she has cooked for herself since she got back.
Okay.
Oh God, I hate her already. Anyway, she has moved about a 10-minute walk from my apartment and she has been calling in a lot unannounced. That's not on. I feel awful saying it, but we are just not close enough for that. She also is moody and picky when she does call. I had tester pots for a colour I am going to paint my kitchen and she said it was ugly. Oh my God.
That's very specific, isn't it?
That is very specific.
Yeah, go on.
I just don't want her negative energy around me. But I also don't want to hurt her by pushing her away. She has also been inviting herself to things with my friends. Oh God. I have a lovely gay brunch with friends on Sunday morning. Which she joined us for once. And she has since showed up unannounced a couple of times. Oh God.
I'll be honest, if I found a lovely gay brunch somewhere, I'd
there'd be no moving you.
I'd be there.
You'd be standing invite. Then proceeded to be moody and on one occasion highly critical of me to my friends. That's not on.
No.
I'm concerned I may have to fake my own death to sort this out. What do you think? That's from Matthew.
Oh, Matthew. So many things, I think.
Oh, Matthew, this isn't good. Firstly, I think we've answered something like this before. We were talking about this earlier. I think it wasn't...
It's not a unique problem, you know, weirdly. You know, we've answered a couple of problems based around this kind of concept.
I seem to remember there was a man living in Germany whose parents kept calling in on
him. Yeah, yeah. We remember we told him to put on his coat when they came
in. Yeah.
So they could look like he was going out.
Unfortunately, that's the only way. You need to sting a little bit for her to get the message.
No, I totally get it. You say you don't want to hurt her by pushing her away. You're not going to hurt her. She doesn't seem to care about hurting you with what she's saying. So I don't know why you're that concerned about it. You know, tell her when she's hurting you. Tell her.
This sounds like a woman who is not meeting any resistance. Now, and that's probably because
I would say
she's
that's
difficult.
Yeah, I would say that you've all taken the path of least resistance around her for a long, long time.
Yeah.
I think you should apply the Marie Kondo effect here. You know, you need to think about what sparks your joy. And if she's not sparking your joy, then you need to tell her. You need to tell her, listen, you're more than welcome to come and have the gay brunch, but bring your happy face. I'm not interested. Nobody wants, don't be bringing that energy into my space. Call her on it when she says something that hurts you.
Yeah.
I think it's okay to do that. You don't have to be, oh my God, you've hurt me, it's a disaster. You know, you can say, did you really think
back
about that?
Back in your
that?
Box, please.
Yeah, you know, she seems to feel that she can say what she likes around you. So you say what you like around her. And if she doesn't like it, tough.
What I would, the two things I would say to her.
Unless she's like, you know, psychotic. And then.
I think with this, you've got to pick your battles.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And there's two things I would say. One, it was great to see you. Come here. The next time we're coming over, we'll just shoot us a text first.
Great. Great start.
Right?
Yeah.
You know, and you can say that after she's arrived. Don't say it when she's arrived.
No.
just when she's leaving and you've had a nice time, say, come here, listen, will you send me a text? Just because I was delighted to see it, but I was actually going to head out.
I have a life.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, not exactly those words, but that's basically it. You know, you're completely right. That's a really great skill.
And second, gay brunch is for gays.
Yeah. And me.
Jog on.
You'd let me come.
Oh, yeah. Unless you've won a Eurovision.
I'm a great addition to a gay brunch.
Yeah, yeah, that is a very fair point.
But if I do bring the joy.
Exactly.
I bring the joy.
Do
I don't bring my moody face. I bring the joy and I love the tea.
Exactly.
You know, as they
say. And fair enough, if you wanted to come to the brunch the odd time, say, listen, pop in any time. But like a lot of the lads, you know, there's stuff that we talk about that, you know, they don't want to talk about in front of you.
Yeah, no. And the other thing is, these are your friends. Yeah, that's not a thing.
It is.
Usually about what they're wearing, to be honest with you. Okay. No, that's a joke. But what I'm saying, you know, the thing is, you're right. They're great skills to have, right? Great skills. And they're really good ways of dealing with it. But, you know, I think the other thing is, if she says something that hurts you, you call her on it. But do it in a nice way and say, gosh, you know that, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
What do you mean by that? I love that one. What do you mean by that? What does that mean? You know,
exactly,
and if she doesn't like your paint colour, well, she's not going to. You can say, you're not living here.
I'll
so
tell you what
I
would do about that paint colour. Even if you do not like that colour, that has to be the colour you paint
your
kitchen.
It's so going on the wall.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm good painter. I'll come over and help you.
Do not let her think that
no,
she has swayed you in any way. Because, look, I get it. Maybe she doesn't have a lot of people around. And I mean, like, why would you want her around if this is the way she's behaving?
Well, clearly she doesn't have her own friend set. And this is the problem. And possibly she hasn't developed enough socially in order to know how to be around people. She also could be, you know, a little depressed. This feels like something, you know what I'm talking about? This feels like someone who is...
Yeah, you can say
a little bit lonely, a little bit... Are you all right there? Are you coping? Maybe encourage her to do other stuff, whatever. I don't know. But at the end of the time... day, Matthew, I love the fact that you don't want to hurt her. You're trying to be accommodating to her, right? But if she's not caring about whether she's hurting you, then you should care a little less about hurting her. And I don't mean that in a, I don't mean go out and, you know, hurt her. What I'm saying is, don't worry if, you know, if she's hurt you, that you're allowed to say that.
Yeah.
You're allowed to say it. I get really cheesed off about this. People, you're allowed to say, actually, I don't like that you said that. You know, the more you do it, the better it'll be.
And you're not excluding her.
No.
She wasn't invited.
No.
She's muscled in on something and you're just resetting the boundaries, right? And you can say, listen, I will meet you for brunch.
Yeah.
On Saturday if you want. But Sunday, it's me and the boys.
Yeah. No, definitely. Because, I mean, faking your own death, that takes a bit of planning.
I know.
And money. And a go bag.
Exactly.
And maybe a canoe.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know. I mean, you know, it seems a little drastic when it's actually her that's the problem.
I think that if you are right, she could be a bit depressed. But
I think address
the first couple of issues first, which is like sorting out the boundaries. Because the other thing you don't want, right, if she is depressed, you don't want to let this run on so that all of these things that she is doing, like constantly calling over unannounced, constantly showing up this brunch, that these are all her new routines and then you're taking all that away from her.
Yeah.
You need to nip this in the bud early.
Yeah, you do.
As early as possible and as soon as possible.
People have to be bringing something to the table here and she's not bringing something positive.
No.
Largely. So you need to have to encourage her to understand that that is important. You don't have to be happy all the time when you're with your friends. It's not an important thing. You can bring your sad
But they're not her friends.
No, well, exactly right. But family, we don't always have to put on our safety catches with family.
Yeah.
But the reality is, you're allowed to say, this is my life and I want positive and joy. Can you help me with that a little bit? Or is there something going on with you and can I help you with that?
Yeah.
You know,
I'm not going to say this isn't going to be easy, Matthew.
No.
I think the one about the unannounced, I mean, I think that's really reasonable. I think you can just...
Oh, yeah. Now that's easy fixed. You just say, look, you need to drop me a text because I'm not always here.
I'm not always here. I was just heading out.
I have other plans. And sometimes I just like to be here on my own. Nobody wants, you know.
I know.
Even my best friend, we don't just drop in.
I know. Like, cause sometimes you just want to watch 8 episodes of Law and Order.
Yeah. Which one?
SVU.
Oh, I've never really watched
it. Dun.
I'm a criminal intent.
In the criminal
girl.
Just. Criminal intent.
I love criminal
intent.
Yeah,
it's good.
Do you know I watched a really good one recently called Will Trent? It's a new series on Disney Plus.
Yeah, that's Karen Slaughter.
So brilliant.
Oh, yeah. I used to read those books.
No, but have you seen it?
No.
I think you'll really like it.
Yeah, I love the book.
I came across it. If you like the book, you'll really love it. It's funny.
Yeah, okay.
It's funny.
It's funny?
No, no, it's not. No, I'm sorry. I'm away now because we've just literally watched it. We were quite surprised. The interaction is really quite...
Oh.
Quite rock and roll. It's really brilliant. I enjoyed it. It made me laugh quite a few times. But also, obviously, there's lots of serious stuff and there's people dying and...
Yeah, there was a lot of bludgeoning in the book.
Yeah, there was a lot of bludgeoning. It's a lot of stuff.
I love a bludgeon.
But there's an element of humour in it, which is quite nice. It's their interactions are really, really hip and groovy. I like it.
In Law & Order SVU, I love Elliot.
Elliot, the guy?
Yeah.
Well, now, what's not to love about him? He's quite intense, isn't he?
Very attractive.
Yeah, I would like.
Matthew, we hope we've helped.
That's nothing to do with your problem there. Absolutely. Let us know how you get on, right?
Yeah, let us know. But I think up front, clear.
Yeah.
Pushing her away. You're saying, look, sometimes the conversation is just a bit, you don't know them.
This is important.
Just want to go back to that. It's my routine. I've been doing it for years and years and years. And it's just us. And sorry if you're offended, but that's just the way they are. And for God's sake, text me. I could be in the shower.
Yeah. You know, it's okay to put boundaries in place. And occasionally,
boundaries, Niamh.
The boundaries are very important.
Well done.
Very important.
Niamh, we have another problem.
I know. I'm going to read this one because it starts off beautifully about me.
Oh.
Okay, here we go. Niamh, you are the Queen of Ireland.
You are.
Now, and I absolutely adore you.
Isn't that lovely?
Gerard, can we hook up and maybe get married?
I'm going to need to see a wages slip.
Okay. Partly because of your filthy laugh and partly because of your proximity to Niamh.
Okay.
Okay.
Wow.
He's not with me all the time, wow, despite how it looks.
You really...
Sorry,
that
no.
That was a compliment and a real backhand at the end.
Here comes a deal breaker. Sorry, though, the cat would have to go.
Oh, I'm sorry. You clearly do not know me, Craig. Me and my booty are one and the same.
Mm-hmm.
You want my booty? You have to take my booty.
Oh my god. Okay, Hans, I have a serious issue. I've just moved in with my boyfriend who j'adore. He is hot, funny, and sexy. Well, I made an effort, he said it. I mean, he was going to ride you a minute ago. But yeah.
This man is.
No, someone. I quite like him.
This guy's spiraling, whoever he is.
We have a great time, but there is a problem. I have moved into his beautiful apartment, high rise, views of the water, and excuse me, a concierge.
Well. I think this person's Vancouver, actually.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
The problem is this. He is a hoarder. Honeys, it's bad. He has rented 2 storage lockers and literally keeps every scrap of paper he uses. His office is filled with piles of paper and he also has shelves of records and books and weird little ornaments. There's no space for anything. Every closet is filled to capacity. I need an intervention yesterday. How do I address this? Because I do not travel light and I have a lot of stuff of my own to bring into this relationship. Love him, but he needs to have his possessions. How do I get the ball rolling, Craig?
Craig!
It sounds like he has a bit of stuff to bring to... We're all hoarders.
Yeah, but it also doesn't say... Like, he's saying that he's a hoarder. He has 2 storage lockers rented.
To be fair, at least he's not hoarding it there beside you.
Yeah, so the stuff is in storage lockers. Mm-hmm. He keeps every scrap of paper he uses, which...
Okay. Sounds like he's self-employed, if you don't mind me saying.
Yeah, I know. I was just thinking that. Like, I was absolutely just thinking that. I have I have two boxes
Holy God,
I'm
afeared. I'm afeared that I'm going to lose a piece of paper that's going to be important to me at one point. Yeah, I know.
His office is filled with piles of paper, as it should be. And he also has shelves of records and books and weird little ornaments. That's what you put in shelves.
Do you think the weird little ornaments are like, you know, collector's items of, you know, like Star Trek figures and stuff?
Do you know what I do have, actually? I still have all the Teeny Terrapins.
Have you?
Yeah, in a box.
Do you know what I have?
I used to have them on the shelf in my office, but then I
have all these little Lego minifigures that people keep giving me. Randomly.
Really?
Randomly. I keep all these weird little things. No, look, I get it, right? The thing is, what you're looking for here now, Craig, is for him to make room for you in his space.
Yes.
And I understand the desire of that.
That's hard.
I understand the desire of that. I think a nice way of approaching it is to say, okay, you know those storage boxes you have rented? Can we move some of the stuff there? You're not asking them to cull it. You're giving them a space to move on. But it's a slow process because this is his space. But actually, if you're going to live with him, you need to feel like you belong there. And I think maybe that's the attack you need to take.
I think what you need to do, Craig, is you need to bite the bullet. Right? Because I don't know whether you have... It doesn't sound like you've brought all of the stuff.
No, it doesn't. So have you not moved in properly?
What I would say is, you say to him, listen...
This is what I have.
I've got to move my stuff out of my parents or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to bring it here. And then you bring everything.
And then between you.
And then between you, you go through it. And you know, and it'll become very clear that he has to...
Move some stuff.
Yeah, he's got to move some stuff. He's got to give you more presses and stuff. But if you don't do that...
Yeah.
There's no... Like... If the stuff isn't there to put away, he's not going to go, well, and then I'd better clear out some of these shelves and leave them, you know, empty for the 3 weeks until he actually comes over with some stuff. I think what you've got to do is bring all your stuff over, put it all in the spare room, and then your job is, between the two of you, is you've got to clear that spare room out and you've got to put it into your...
Maybe the concierge could be a part of the situation. He could be your, you know...
A concierge. That's
pretty amazing. No, do you know what? It doesn't sound like you've moved in.
Do you know what? You're right.
It sounds like you're visiting still. So that might be as much on you as it is on him.
But I will say it doesn't sound like he's a hoarder. Because a hoarder is somebody who...
You can't move in the place.
Yeah.
Just because you don't like everything that he has, but you have to accept that at some point there'll be things there that you don't like.
Now, I tell you, if he's a record collector, he's not throwing out his records. I would throw out my oven before I throw out my
records. I know you would. Yeah, I know.
I would.
There are deal breakers in all of us, right? There's always a deal breaker. there's a deal breaker, isn't it? There's always a deal breaker about
very high thresholds, Niamh.
Yeah, I know. It's funny actually because they've changed a little bit. It used to be books for me. And I still feel that way about certain books, but I can let go of more books now than I used
to. Well, I've got a new thing now with books where I buy a book, I'm not keeping it.
Yeah.
So I read it and then I either give it to the charity shop or I give it to somebody else. But yeah. I'm not buying books.
I have to keep. Yeah. All my Discworld books, I keep them.
Yeah.
You know, and there's some that are so pivotal to me as a person. It's weird. Like you just have this.
I got rid of all my Famous Fives.
Oh my God.
I feel like
God.
That's progress.
Did you put them on eBay? My God. No, Famous Fives. Yeah, they probably weren't first editions, to be fair. They were well read too. George and Timmy.
Like, do you have any more advice for Craig?
Craig, you know, I think realistically, he's already got a storage locker, so that's a pretty good start. He has places to put it without actually having to get rid of stuff. But you need to now have a conversation about, am I moving in? I'm going to need to bring my stuff in. But you might have to cull a little bit too. So it's a give and take thing. It's kind of difficult.
I think if he is resistant.
Now that's a different conversation.
Yeah. Then you've got a problem.
But the only thing I will say, right, and this is not in defense of anything. He's lived in that space. I don't know how long he's lived on his own. And, you know, he's lived in a space that is his. That can be sometimes difficult when somebody else
is
moving in.
Difficult.
You know,
yeah.
It is. And so it's a process for him too. But if he loves you and you love him, then hello.
You see, here, I'll tell you what this is like, right?
Right.
When I would, say when my sitting room needs painting, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
The way it used to work was I would say, I'll paint the sitting room. And I would say to myself, I'll paint the sitting room when I've done a clear out.
Mm-hmm.
When I've moved everything out, when I've bought the paint,
mm-hmm.
when I've done all of these things that need to be done in order for me to get up on a ladder and then paint the walls of the sitting room.
Okay.
Whereas the last time I did it, I got a painter. So I booked the painter and the painter was going on Monday.
So you had to do
so
stuff.
So there was a deadline.
Yeah, like, deadlines are important.
I had to clear it out, had to be done, you know. But so what's happening here is you're saying I need to move my stuff in. And he's going, grand, move it in, yeah. But you're saying, I'll wait for him to make space. So, and he's going, God, I'm not, you know, why would you? Like, you're not going to do that. You're not going to disrupt.
He doesn't know how much space to give
until
you.
Until you know. Exactly. That's a brilliant point.
Yeah.
That's an excellent point, Niamh.
You know.
Niamh, that's absolutely brilliant.
Thank you. Thank you.
The things I say about you behind your back, and then every time you come out with a gem like that.
Sometimes you say it to my face. I'm not going to lie.
But you're exactly right, Niamh. So you bring over all your stuff, and what you need to do is you need to like just annoy him a little bit with this mound of stuff that he now wants to get rid of.
Well, I'll be honest. When I moved up to my husband's house 25 years ago this year, I moved up the road and I had left some boxes in my mum's, you know, because I had all this stuff, because I lived in my mum's before I moved in there. So I didn't have somewhere else for all these packing cases full of stuff, right? And I had a lot of stuff. And actually, my husband and I, we weren't married at the time, but we came into the garage where all my packing boxes were, and we went through everything before I moved up. Now, he didn't let me bring the piggy wind chimes, which I'm still upset about. But anyway, but you know, the point is, we did some culling before we moved up, but the reality was we didn't know how much we needed to do until we brought the stuff. And so you're right, you have to make space in each, and it's kind of difficult to move into someone else's space. But he was very keen for me to be a part of his space and to help define him his space.
Okay.
Right. So this person probably has defined his space, lived his life a certain way, and now you're moving into it. You need to bring a part of you into that. So it's okay. You're either going to share this house properly or you're not.
Yeah.
And this is kind of almost like representative of your relationship a little bit.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, you need to kind of go, right, here I am. I'm committed. Here's my stuff, you know, and so let's figure out how we can make this work together. And he might also be, you know, we meet people like this all the time. They don't always have the personality for it, you know, in the sense of the thing. But the reality is you need to move in.
Yeah, exactly.
You're no longer a guest. Move in. You can say you've moved in. But
if I had me time again, I wouldn't let anyone move in with me.
Okay.
Oh my God.
Not even the cat?
She's got a lot of stuff.
I know. She has more stuff than I do.
When
I arrive, you know, I've let very little.
She's got a lot of things with balls in them that you whack around. Do you know what I did? One of the balls in one of her toys went. It got, like, she burst it and she was so upset.
Oh, really? How did she show that?
Like, she was just, she kept like rolling it around and then going, when it wouldn't roll. It was so upsetting. It was really upsetting. So I ordered replacement balls.
Okay.
But I don't know, I did something wrong on Amazon. Anyway, I ordered 40.
Holy God.
Yeah. I thought I'd ordered 4 ping pong balls.
Okay.
But I ordered 40.
Well, they're only ping pong balls.
Yeah. But anyway. Yeah. We've an embarrassment of ping pong balls.
That's like the time I brought a pom pom for the top of my friend's hat so I could sew it on, and there was 40 in the bag. So,
really?
Yeah. Anytime you need a pom pom, sewn onto anything. I have many colours. It's amazing. They're like fluffy ones. They're very nice.
Fluffy pom poms.
Yeah, they're really cute.
There you go, Craig. We hope we've helped.
Yeah, and we'd love to hear.
But I do think that you just need to turn up the pressure a little bit. It's a little bit of thumbscrews here.
Look, the other thing I'm going to say to you, Craig, is if you're in a very nice high-rise place there and views of water and a concierge, you know, if you need someone over to help you with the hard decisions, I'm more than happy to make that journey as the Queen of Ireland to represent. You know how much I love a clear out.
So,
you know how I love a clear
so
out.
That would be so weird.
I know.
It's like somebody
he loves
living
me.
In Vancouver.
He loves you. I feel like he's safe. Captain's
sleeping on the couch because she's cleaning out.
I'm the Queen of Ireland. I won't be sleeping on any couch. I won't be sleeping on any couch.
This is why you need to start doing, you need to do a concert, Niamh. You need to get a project.
Do you know, I love those programs where they take everything out of the house and then they only let them bring back what they can. It is astonishing when you see everything together, isn't it? Like,
yeah, it is.
It
but
is.
I think put everything together and get cracking on the rest of your life.
We're very excited.
Yeah, let us know how you get on. If you have a problem, agonyrants@gmail.com. If you want to get in touch, we would love to hear from you. We always love to hear from you.
Always.
Send your problems through. There's a vintage rant out either this Thursday or next Thursday. Or either next Thursday or last Thursday.
One of the many Thursdays.
It's on a Thursday.
Yeah.
If you would like to listen to Vintage Rant, subscribe on Headstuff Plus.
Remember
to leave us a like, to follow the show, subscribe to Headstuff Plus, tell your friends about us, and leave us a lovely review.
Yeah, we will.
Is that too much to ask?
No, I don't think so.
Absolutely not.
No.
Niamh, it's been incredible to talk to you.
I know, it's very exciting.
It's been wonderful.
I always love
it. I feel like we haven't done an episode in ages.
I know, but that's because we kind of stopped them you know, and then we took an extra week off, you know, which gave us an extra week, which was nice in some ways. But, you know, absence
makes the heart grow,
you know,
fonder.
Yeah.
In theory. We'll chat to you next week.
Bye.
This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Head Stuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.